Blog Talk Radio.
It was a young man who, you know, he wanted to make a lot of money, and so he went to this guru, right? He told the guru, you know, I want to be on the same level you are. And so the guru said, if you want to be on the same level I'm on, I'll meet you tomorrow at the beach. Like, I want to make money. He got me out here swimming. I didn't ask to be a lifeguard. I want to make money. He got me in. So he said, come out a little further. Walked out a little further. Then he had it right around in this area. The shoulder area. So this old man, crazy. He's making money, but he's great. He said, come on out a little further. Came out a little further. Was right at his mouth. My man, like, I'm about to go back in here. This guy is mine. So the old man said, I thought you said you wanted to be successful. He said, I do. He said, walk a little further. He came, dropped his head in, held him down, hold him down. My man didn't scratch it, hold him down. He had him held down just before my man was about to pass out. He raised him up. He said, I got a question for you. He told the guy, he said, when you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful. I don't know how many of y'all got asthma in here today, but if you ever had an asthma attack before, you short of breath, SOB, short of breath, you wheezing. The only thing you try to do is get some air. You don't care about no basketball game. You don't care what's on TV. You don't care about nobody calling you. You don't care about a party. The only thing you care about when you're trying to breathe is to get some fresh air. That's it. And when you get to the point where all you want to do is be successful, as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful. And I'm here to tell you, number one, that most of you say you want to be successful, but you don't want it bad. You just kind of want it. You don't want it badder than you want a party. You don't want it as much as you want to be cool. Most of you don't want success as much as you want to sleep. Some of you love sleep more than you love success. And I'm here to tell you today, if you're going to be successful, you got to be willing to give up sleep. You got to be willing to work out for 3 hours of sleep, 2 hours. If you really want to be successful, some days you will have to stay up 3 days in a row. Because if you go to sleep, you might miss the opportunity to be successful. That's how bad you got to want. You got to go days without, listen to me, you got to want to be successful so bad that you forget to eat. Beyonce said once she was on the set doing her thing, 3 days had gone by, she forgot she didn't eat. Because she was engaged. I never forget when 50 Cent was doing his movie, I did a little research on 50, and 50 said that when he wasn't doing the movie, soundtrack. And they said, when do you sleep, 50? Sleep. He said, sleep. Sleep is for those people who are broke. I don't sleep. But I got an opportunity to make a dream become a reality. Don't cry to quit. You already in pain. You already hurt. Get a reward from it. Don't go to sleep until you succeed. Listen to me. I'm here to tell you that you can come here. You can jump up. You can do flips. You can be excited when we give away money. But listen to me. You will never be successful until I don't have to give you a dime to do it. You won't be successful until you say, I don't need that money. Because I got it in here.
Yo, just like that. Just like E.T. said, you'll never be successful until you say, I don't need that money. Hey, coming to you straight again for the umpteenth week on Wednesday on Next Door Day. It is Peter Richardson, owner and sole creator of Saving Our Athletes Respectfully. And, ooh, what a great night it is and what a busy day it has been for me today. But you want to know what? I'm still going to get it in. Because if you want to be successful as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful. Just like Mr. E.T. said, so I hope everybody out there has had a great day and getting ready to wind down and kick up the shoes and relax your feet and sit back and listen to Pete. You know what I'm saying? On Soul Radio, just like I said, man, today is April 30th, going on 10:06, approximately 10 p.m., last day of April, coming in this 2014 year, man. This year has really blown by fast. I really cannot explain the different circumstances, trials and tribulations me personally has been through in this 2014 year. But you want to know what? Hey, when God is for you, who can be against you? You know what I'm saying? So I want to give thanks to everybody out there listening to my show, Saving the Athletes Respectfully, coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio. All right, and tonight I do supposed to have, his name is Mr. Durrell, former Texas Tech Red Raider. He did used to play for former legendary coach Bobby Knight, used to coach at Indiana University, one of the greatest coaches of all time. He's going to call into my show sooner or later, but as of right now, I'm waiting on his call. But until the meantime, you guys got to listen to me. And if you guys want to listen to me, you got to know I come with a powerful message. I come with the word. I don't be absurd, but if you're driving, I might let you hit a curb. You know what I'm saying? Nah, that was a little jokey joke. But are you where you want to be 5 years, 5 years ago? Are you thought what you thought you would be 5 years ago? Ask yourself and be real. Look into the mirror and ask yourself, or look into that person sitting to the left or to the right. Tap them on the shoulder. Both of you guys, tap them on the shoulder and be like, did you think you would be here 5 years ago? Did you think where you would be sitting right there at that point where you're sitting at right now? Right now, did you think you would be there? I can answer that question for you. I can ask myself that question. Well, you know what? I ask myself that question almost every day. I ask everybody who comes onto my show. That's the last question that I do ask. So that's what I'm talking about. Until Mr. Door decides to call into the show, ask yourself that question. Did you think you will be sitting in the exact spot where you are right now, 5 years prior to this moment? I tell you, I didn't. Don't be fake. Be real. And if you are that person that just, if you are satisfied with yourself and you were like, yeah, I'm exactly where I thought I'd be, hey, big ups to you. Maybe you need to call into my show so you can get some advice, you know what I'm saying? And if you are that person, and I'm going to put you up to the test, be free to call in, 877-921-1656. I'm going to say it again, 877-921-1656. Call in. Get some advice to these youngsters coming up. Because I tell you one thing, I look in the mirror, I ain't exactly where I wanted to be 5 years prior, but I can tell you one thing, I'm better than I was 5 years ago. Way better. You want to know what? I never probably would have even thought of store if I knew where I wanted to be back then. But you want to know what? No matter what happened, I stayed positive, kept going, and paid it forward. And in the midst of all that, was blessed with sword. So don't be ashamed if you're not where you. Don't be ashamed if you ain't the, if you are not at the place where you thought you would be. Don't be ashamed if he thought you was going to be in the NFL. Don't be ashamed if he thought you was going to be in the NBA. Don't be ashamed if he thought you was going to get your degree. Don't be ashamed if he thought you was going to get that job coming up out of high school. Don't be ashamed if he thought you was going to grow up in a two-parent home. Don't be ashamed of anything. Be proud to be you. The best gift in life, the best gift in life is life itself. The best gift in life is life itself. You want to know why? Nobody can be you better than you. Be original. Be an OG. And for my minorities out there, you know what an OG means. You know what I'm saying? You say it to the older cats or to the older people all the time. Nobody can beat you at being you. Be an OG. Be original. Don't be no copycat. Just because you see this cat, doing this, because you see this person doing this, well, he did this, so he's successful. So maybe I should do this. Or this girl did this, so if I do this, so maybe if I curl my eyebrows up, maybe I might get this guy to like me. Just because somebody else does something and be successful to it doesn't mean necessarily you're going to be successful. So spend some time alone, figure out what you're good at, and then you progress and get better and soar and become the best person that you can be. Be original. Be an OG. Don't be no copycat. And in the midst of all that, ask yourself, on your downtime, ask yourself, am I doing exactly what I should be doing to get better? And I'm not talking about checking Facebook. I'm not talking about checking your mini feed, hitting that refresh button. I'm not talking about checking your Twitter, your Instagram, looking at Rihanna, looking at whoever it is on Instagram, or going to World Star, or checking the news every 5 minutes. Or sitting around talking about people. Ask yourself, are you doing are you doing what you should be doing? Ask yourself. Ask yourself, if you can look into tomorrow, and you looking at yesterday, and you be like, dang, why am I just sitting there watching TV? So what I'm saying is do something that your future self will be proud of. If you don't, who will? Not your cousin, not your boyfriend, not your girlfriend, not your whatever it is that you want to call it. So do something that you will be happy about, the next day, because you want to know what? Progression is always the lesson. And you know what they say, progression is the lesson that will relieve some of the stress. For real. No joke. No J-O-K-E. So do you be original. Please. And for the 17 to 18-year-old kids growing up, man, we coming up to the end of April. We got May coming in. Some of you guys are running track. Some of you guys are playing baseball. You know, some of you guys are just AAU. It don't really matter. But where is your mind at right now? What you want to do at the next level? Start thinking about that. Start thinking about it. I remember growing up 18 years old, graduated 2 days later up in May. I'm up in Texas Tech up in Lubbock, Texas, looking like, whoa. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Oh, my goodness. So some people nowadays say, OMG. Oh, my God. So you got to get it together. You got to be ready. Because there's a saying out there right now. Stay ready so you don't never have to get ready. Stay ready so you don't never have to get ready. What that means is always be on your toes. Never be with the foe. Always be on your toes. Stay ready. Just like on a playing field. When that coach get ready to call your number, what you doing? You up in there, you ready to go, just like in life. When adversity hits, don't quit. Don't get in just to give in. Don't give up. What you got to do is look up. Keep going. You got to soar, baby. Soar past it all, because if you don't soar, what's going to happen to your family? If you don't soar, what's going to happen to your significant other? If you don't soar, what's going to happen to your kin folks? I'm talking about the ones that's younger than you. If you don't soar, what's going to happen to your neighbors? If you don't soar, what's going to happen to your intellectual self? And sometimes if you don't soar, what's going to happen to your physical self? And for my former athletes, know exactly what I'm talking about. Because when you're in that sport, you work out subconsciously. You work out, you just trying to get better. You get in. You don't worry about, You don't worry about the lifting the weights. You just do it. You don't worry about the running. You just do it. You don't worry about the extra work. You just do it. But after all that, when you ain't got, when you're not forced to work out, and you know you're not working out with a purpose, you're just going up in there to stay in shape. Sometimes you lose that fire up in your stomach. Sometimes you lose whatever it is that kept you going. And now you find yourself lost up in the gym because you be like, man, what am I up in here for? You see some of those rec league players up in there who got big biceps, little calves, big chest, little neck, doing curls every day, upper body every day, no legs. You up in there, and then you get resented because you be like, man, why are all you doing curls? Why are you only doing bench? You ain't even doing no incline. You're not doing no squats, no box jumps. So what you doing there, you go in there, you go through the motions, and then that'll be it. You do a little couple sets, do a couple reps, and after that, you on about your day. But I'm telling you, it's that fire that got to stay within you. Not only in the athletic world, you got to get that fire to stay up in you through life. I'm guilty of it. I found myself up in the gym, and I'm like, man, I got my headphones on. I'm in there. I ain't even in there working out. I'm in there laughing because they're up in there, all that rowdy and stuff. Just trying to be seen, trying to be heard, being absurd. But for real, sit down and really think about it, man. You got to have that fire that you have within sports. Transition that to life. Once you transition that to life and you take that passion, that fire that you got burning deep inside of you, that passion deep inside of you, you know, especially in the football field right before the quarterback say, hut. Then in basketball, when you're bringing that ball up down the court and you see that opening, you want to go for it. Or baseball, you get that tunnel vision. You can see that team's coming, whether it's a knuckleball, curveball, or two-seam fastball. Or you're in a hockey rink, you got that hockey puck. Take that instinct and transfer it over to life. Because once you take that instinct and transfer it to life, sometimes you can see things coming. Sometimes you can read people before they give you the opportunity to be read. Now, let me say that again. Sometimes you can read people before they give you the opportunity to be read, which means that you minimizing some of that. Like in a locker room, you get some of them people that be like, nah, I ain't going to mess with them because you already know what they're about. Well, just like in the workforce, too. You can see those people coming from a long shot if you focus and you real about what you're focusing on, and you can see those people coming. So when them people coming into your cubicle, when them people coming to your office, when the people coming to your interview, sometimes you're going to be like, man, I'm going to pass because you already know what's about to happen because you're in tune with yourself. You're in tune with the inner you. With the inner you. I'm not going to say the new you, but the inner you that you have yet to discover. Because what that means is the inner you prior to that moment just came out athletically. So when you start, when that inner you starts to come out professionally towards a career, it's a whole different story. And that's what people get. Just want to be around you on your lunch break. Just want to be around you during work. Just want to be around you just whenever. Because some people say you are anointed. You have favor over your life. But in all actuality is you just doing you. You just in tune with yourself, which means that they need to get their stuff together so they can become anointed, so people can say that they're highly favored, so which means that they can go out and store and do themselves. But I'm going to tell you one thing. Once they see that in you, you help that see them in them. So what that means is that's a domino effect because once you get better, now I'm going to put it like this. Not once you get better. They are already looking at you. That you are better, but in reality, we all are the same. But what I'm saying is you helping them get better, which means it's helping you get better. So that means that's a domino effect. Well, and how you get better in this day is by helping other people get better. So if you help your neighbor get better, your neighbor help that neighbor get better, that neighbor help that other neighbor get better, what's that mean? Not only do you get better, not only do that neighborhood get better, then the neighborhood's going to have effective on the whole block. They're from the block that don't go to the city. They're from the city that don't go to the state. They're from the state that don't go to the nation. So what's up with it? Do you feel me out there? Because no matter what you do, helping other people makes your other dreams come true. Don't be selfish. Don't be greedy. But always give in to the needy. Now, I'm not going to say always. Can't say always. Because some of the people out there will try to take advantage of you. I'm just going to keep real right here, man. I'm walking out of my job, and this dude walks up on me talking about, man, hey, you got $10 just because? He said his family was 10 miles away. They just ran out of gas. And I'm just like, I immediately stopped him right there. I was like, yeah, here you go. But I'm going to tell you one thing. I remember what the guy looked like. It was like 10 o'clock at night whenever he walked up on me. So tell me why I'm walking up out of the store right by my house, and then the same dude walks on me with the same story. I felt like I got played. That $10 I couldn't get back, but I know he didn't take that $10 and put it somewhere else. Don't know what he did, what it don't know, and don't really care. But what I'm saying is, be careful who you do help out, because sometimes some people don't have your best interest at heart. That's sadly to say, you know. But right now, man, I'm still waiting on Mr. Dora to call in. I'm gonna hit you with "I'm the Man, I'm the Man, I'm the Man." So right after that song get you playing, I'm telling you one thing: I'm getting right back into the message.
Go ahead and tell everybody what a real love is.
Yeah, buddy, I'm the man. Just coming at you straight again. This is Peter Richardson coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio on Saving Our Athletes Respectfully. So, yes, that is, baby. It is approximately 10:25 p.m. And as you can tell, I'm still crunk. It don't matter what time of the night it is, but I can tell you one thing. I can tell you one thing. I'm so blessed, so grateful to be sitting here to deliver this message to you guys today. So thank you guys for listening. But right before I got into it, I'm the man. I was asking, are you at where you thought you was going to be 5 years prior from this date today? Are you at that place? And just like I said, if you're at that place, feel free to call me at 877-921-1656. I'm going to repeat that, 877-921-1656. And again, and if you're at that place where you thought you was going to be 5 years from now, call in. Give us some advice because I want to hear it. Everybody else want to hear it. But in the meantime, you're just going to hear me speak. So what I'm saying is don't give up on your dreams. Don't give up on your dreams. No matter who says you can't or no matter who says that you can. Because you want to know what? Both who says can't and both who says can are usually right. It's nothing but a mindset. It's all about perspective. How are you perceiving it? It doesn't matter if the glass is half or glass is half empty. And I'm speaking for the minority kids growing up who barely really had anything growing up. We always seen the glass as half full because you want to know what? That's what we're used to. So when that's what you're used to, you become numb to the pain. You become numb to the pain. Everything is a plus. We don't mind eating less. We don't mind having our mama tell us, oh, boy, you better eat that food. We don't mind having our teachers telling us what we got to do because we're going to do it and then we're going to do more. Because that becomes who we are, especially once you get to that next level. We don't mind it. We become blind to it. And I'm talking to them go-getters out there, because sometimes we take pain and don't even feel like pain. We take it and we go get it. You know what I'm saying? We take it and we go get it. Because subconsciously thinking, that's what we got to do. We see people growing up. We see it's possible coming up from where we come from. We see it's possible coming up out of the suburbs. We see it coming from out of two-parent homes. We see it everywhere. We feel it. That's why we know that we can do it. All it takes for somebody to show us or tell us. And then it's a wrap, especially when you come up out the hood. We don't know certain stuff. Sometimes we don't even know how to brush our teeth right. Sometimes we don't even know how to bathe. Sometimes we don't even know how to wear our clothes until we get to school. But once somebody show us, then it's over. It's a wrap. It's a wrap. Sometimes we don't know hardly everything, and the people want to laugh. People want to giggle. Oh, you don't know this. Oh, you don't know that. And then be the same people asking us how we did it growing up. Take a look in the mirror, homie. Take a look in the mirror. Because we become numb to the pain. It's nothing. Well, I ain't going to say it's nothing, but it sure feel like nothing, because when you sit back and look at it, you be like, oh, man, I can't believe how I got through that. I got through that with no light. Got through the taking baths with just cold water, taking turns, letting everybody else eat, and you eating left, you eating whatever's left, was barely nothing. Then you got to go and participate in your extracurricular activities, because everybody's counting on you to make it. And tell me what that feel like. Some people don't even know. Some people don't even let it show, and that's the best part about it. Sometimes it be the people who look in the nice and got the biggest smile, hollering the biggest pain. But you don't even know, because we don't let it show. Because we know what we worth, and we know what we going to get, and we ain't going to stop until we get it. So are you where you thought you were 5 years prior to this day? So, and if you are calling to the show, and if not, don't give up. Don't give up. Don't start just to quit. Don't start to give in. Don't start to give up. Step up. And let's do it. You got it in you. You know you got it in you. It's up inside of you. Nobody can tell you what to do. Nobody can tell you what you can't do. You got to sit down by yourself, talk to God, make a decision of how you're going to do it, how you going to do it, the person you're going to be, and then you got to stick to it. You can't accept no. You didn't accept no until this point, so why accept no now? Keep going. Soar. You got this. Write your goals down. Write some daily goals down. Achieve them daily goals down. Once you get used to them daily goals, start getting your weekly goals in. Once you get down with them weekly goals, start setting monthly goals. You got to start small. You can't have it all at once. It's a very small percentage that just really start out there and just start getting it. That's very small LeBron James. That's very small Michael Jordan. That's very small Kobe Bryant. That's very small Derek Jeter's. Very small Wayne Gretzky's. So what that means is you got to start small. You got to get it in. They just wasn't born great. They started small. They got it in. They don't sleep. They don't eat. Because like E.T. said, when you want to be successful as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful. Don't be out there texting. Don't be out there chasing the girl. I'm not saying that's wrong, but I'm just saying, don't be out there. When you got a goal in mind, do what you got to do to achieve that goal. Regardless, as long as it's a positive goal and you're uplifting people, then you got this. I'm telling you. Just make up your mind and do it. You got it. Everybody got their favorite teacher growing up. Everybody got their favorite teacher growing up that just loves them and just know what, regardless if you was in the special ed classes, regardless if you was in the upper level classes, or just regardless if you was just in the inner city kids, you know, in the regular classes. Everybody got that one teacher that really took them in and really made them feel special. Take that special feeling with them because they was right about you, and you keep going, and you keep soaring, and you don't give up. If you give up, you ain't let nobody else down but that person looking at you in the mirror, then who going to really be the one laughing? Somebody who told you that you couldn't do it, that's who going to be laughing. And one of my kinfolks told me this. Two types of people in this world that's ready for you to fail, or so somebody out there saying, I knew that he can do it. So it's up to you, which one you feed. Who you going to feed? It's your choice. And I'm going to leave you with that, because I can go on all night. I want to say thank you for listening to David and I Ask Respectfully, coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio. Sorry that Mr. Dora did not get to talk, did not call into this show. But you want to know what? It's all right. A little adversity is not going to stop me. I guarantee you that. So with that being said, I got to let you go listen to my theme song. I came to end. Yeah, that's right. And don't talk about my voice like I always say. Hey, but all right. That's it, you guys. Hope you guys enjoyed my show. Catch me next week on the same Soar Radio. Oh, before I get into that, I got some great things coming to you on Soar Radio. I got some great additions that's coming on this summer. I got some great additions coming on until we're starting in August. And I tell you what, God is good. That's all I can say. But stay tuned. Follow me. You can follow me on Soar Every Day, at Soar Every Day. That's my Twitter. Or you can go to my Facebook, facebook.com/ and I ask this respectfully. Hey, that's where you can get me at. That's what I'm saying, because I'm on the move. I'm soaring, baby. You want more? Soar. It'll change your life. Until then, you guys have a blessed night. Hope you guys wake up in the morning and just want more. And remember, when you want more, you got to soar. So in the meantime, kick off your shoes and relax your feet. Good night. Don't let the bed bugs bite. Everybody have a blessed night.
I came to win, to fight, conquer, to thrive, came to win, to prosper, rise, to love. Maybe that'll kind of make the pain go away. Trying to forgive you for abandoning me. Praying, but I think I'm still an angel away. Angel away, yeah, strange in a way. Maybe that is why I take strangers away. They got their guns out aiming at me, but I become Neo when they aiming at me. Me, me, me against them. Me against enemies, me against friends. Somehow they both seem to become one. A sea full of sharks and they all smell blood. They start coming and I start rising. Must be surprising, I'm just imagining. I win, five, four, hi-ya, 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 four.
I'm to conquer.
lock me in. Painting their own pictures and they crop me in. But I will remain where the top begin. Cause I am not a word, I am not a line. I am not a girl that can ever be defined. I am not fly, I am levitation. I represent an entire generation. I hear the criticism loud and clear. That is how I know that the time is near. So you become alive in the time of fear. And I ain't got no motherfucking time to fear. Crying my eyes out for days upon days. Such a heavy burden placed upon me. But when you go hard, your nays become yays. Yankee Stadium with Jay's and Kanye.
Prosper, thrive.